ngicela ukunibingelela nonke bazalwane ekuseni egameni lenkosi yethu Jesu Christu.
Brethren, I'd like to greet all of you this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Igama uSibusiso wakwaMbelu ekhaya kuseThekwini eNewlands West.
I'm Sibusiso Mbelu from Durban, from Newlands West.
Ngibonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi angiphe leli thuba kuzophakamisa amandla akhe awenzile nawabonakalisile empilweni yami.
And I'm so grateful for this opportunity to magnify the Lord's name and his power for that which he did in my life.
Ngihlezi ngithi ayikho into ebuhlungu njengokuthi athi umuntu eqhamuka ekhaya elimpofu izinto zibheda engenabazali mese impilo yakhe ayiqedele ngokudla idakamizwa.
I say, you know, there's nothing more pitiful and worse than someone who comes from an impoverished home and then spends his life in drug abuse.
Ngenza lelo phutha empilweni yami ngikhuliswa umalume esebenza kanzima. Ngathi ngifika e-high school ngakhohlwa ukuthi ngiphumaphi, ngahlangana nabangani abebengalungile, ngafike ngadla idakamizwa.
I grew up in such a family situation, raised by my uncle, and when I got to high school, I forgot all the sacrifices he had to make to raise me. I met up with some bad friends, bad company, and bad company corrupts good character, and I got involved in all sorts of things like drugs.
Ekuqaleni kwami ukudla ama-drugs, yonke into iyonakala empilweni yami. Noma kwakuzameka ukufundeka kodwa akuzange kuze kuphumelele ngenxa yokuthi ama-drugs afika iphazamisa yonke impilo yami.
And when I got involved with drugs, it really upset and spoiled my life. Although I did try to continue with my studies, but obviously, how can you learn, how can you study when you're using drugs?
Kuthe kusenjaloke sengiqala ukudla ama-drugs izinto zonakala kwakhona impi enkulu eyavuka phakathi kwabangani bami nezinye izingane zesikole kushuthi sasesithi uma sifika esikoleni sifike singafundi sifike silwe siphihlize amawindi esikole kuphazamiseke ngisha abanye abafundi ngenxa yethu.
And then a squabble arose between my friends and the other learners in the school. And a riot broke out, a fight broke out amongst us. We broke the windows of the school, etc.
Kushuthi-ke kuleso simo esinjalo, kwase sekuhlangana ke governing board nabazali bethu ukuthi akuhlanganwe izokhulunywa lento ngoba sesiphazamisa isikole, siphazamisa nabanye abafundi abangangene kulento.
And because by that we disrupted the education of many others who were actually not involved, the governing body had a meeting together the parents to try and resolve the issue.
Kushuthi-ke sahlanganiswa saqoqwa ukuze kuzokhulunywa lento.
And we were all called together to this meeting.
Kwathi-ke kusakhulunywa kuzanywa ukuthi kuxazululwe lento ngase sengidonsa okapu mina ngagwaza omunye umfundi noma omunye walabafowethu esasixabana nabo ngimgwazela phambi kwabazali ngimgwaza ngiphindelela kwaze kwanqamuka isibambo sika okapu.
And then I had an okapi knife with me, and at that meeting, I pulled out this knife, and I started repeatedly stabbing one of those other learners that we were at loggerheads with, right there in the meeting, in front of the parents, and to such an extent that the handle of the okapi knife even broke off.
Emva kwalokho-ke ngaphuma ngahamba emva kwalokho-ke impilo yami ayiphindanga iyalunga izinto zaya ngokuya zonakala kakhulu.
I left there, I went out, and things went from bad to worse, and it was just a downward spiral.
Kushuthi-ke manje ngaphuma-ke kulesi sikole engangifunda kusona ngagcina ngingasafundi sengihlele ekhaya ngihlalela ukudla utshwala ngidla insango.
So I didn't attend school anymore, I just stayed at home, where I drank alcohol and used drugs.
Njalo mengiphuzile bengenza amacala ngigwaza abantu emathaveni uma ngibuya ekhaya ngifike ngishaye umalumekazi ngimdonse ngeyinwele ngimjikjele eminyango ngimkhahlele azayolala emzini yabantu.
And I was a real troublemaker when I was under the influence, intoxicated. At taverns, I would get into fights, into brawls, stab people. I'd get back home angry. I'd get into a fight with my aunt. I'd pull her by her hair, pull her out to the door, beat her up, throw her out, and to such an extent that she even had to leave the home and go and sleep with neighbors or friends.
Izinto ke zase sezonakala kakhulu umalume waxoxa nama social worker ukuthi bangizame bangitholele esinye isikole noma impilo yami bazame ukuthi bayisize ishintshe.
And so my uncle went to the social workers and spoke to them and said, isn't it possible that they can try and arrange a different school for me that at least I can be helped from this that I'm involved in and try and do something to help me?
Angizama ama social worker ngathola isikole kwenye indawo kodwa izinto ayizange zilunge zafike zonakala kakhulu kunakuqala.
Social welfare, the social workers tried to arrange another school for me and tried to help me, but even there things didn't come right. It just became worse.
Ngathi mangifika khona ngafike ngaqala ngadla iwunga.
When I got there, I now no longer just used alcohol and dacha, but now I started using hunger.
Kuthi ke ngenxa ke yokubiza kwalo leli drug noma lesi sidakamizwa ngaqala ngenza amacala engangingakaze ngitshela ukuthi ngiyoke ngikwenze empilweni yami.
And because of that, I got involved in crimes which before I had never dreamt I'd ever be involved in such kind of crimes.
Ngelinye ilanga sahamba siyoganga nomunye wabangani bami.
And one day I went with some of my friends and to commit a robbery, but it was a botched attempt.
Satutshulwa into eyibhadi umngane wami engangihamba naye wadubuleka kathathu ngomusa kaNkulunkulu ngaphunyula mina.
And they shot at us. My friend was shot 3 times and somehow I escaped.
Wabuya ke namaphoyisa emva kwamasontshwane eseright esibhedlele sekhishwe nenhlamvu ngathathwa ngaboshwa ngangiqala ukungena ejele ngaleso sikhathi.
The police came after this friend of mine. He had been to hospital. They took out the bullets but the police came and then they arrested me.
Uma ngiboshwa ngabona isimo sasejele kwangazuthi kuyasa nasengqondweni yami ukuthi lempilo bengiyiphila ukufa lokhu. Ngase sengifonela umalume ngisejele ngimcela ukuthi akazongikhipha ngebail. Ngamthembisa ukuthi uma ngabe zongibhayilela uma ngiphuma ngizoyishintsha impilo yami.
It was the first time that I saw the inside of a jail, and when I got there it seemed like it started dawning a little bit on me that this lifestyle that I was leading to death. And so I phoned my uncle. I said, "Uncle, please come and bail me out. And I promise you, I'll change my life. I won't go back to those old things again."
Umalume wafika wangikhokhela ibail, ngaphuma kwangaphela ngishinyanga ngaphinde ngaboshwa futhi.
My uncle came, he bailed me out. A month didn't pass by, and I got myself arrested again.
Emva kwalokho kumalume wasesethi akayingeni indaba yami kwase sekudinga ukuthi angijoyine iqembu lama 26 iqembu leyigebengu zasejele ukuze ngizokwazi ukuphila. Ingakho namhlanje ngine tattoo yama 26 la engalweni yami.
And so when I got into jail again for the sake of survival, I joined a satanic group in jail called the 26ers, and I even got their marks on my body till today.
Kwaqhubeka ke kanjalo kunokuthi izinto zibe ngcono kwaya kwaba kubi kakhulu.
It seemed like it was getting slightly better only to have a downward turn and to get worse than ever before.
Kukhona elinye ilanga engeke ngize ngilikhohlwe, ngibanjwe umphakathi ungibambela ukuntshontsha amakhebuli khona icala elibizwa ngokuthi icala leyinyokanyoka, manitshontsha amakhebuli kagesi, ngabanjwa abantu sintshontsha amakhebuli kagesi.
There's one day in my life that I'll never forget. And that was a day when the community got a hold of me after I had stolen electrical power cables. And there's a specific name that they give to that kind of crime when you do that. And they caught me in the act, the community, and they got a hold of me.
bangishaya abantu bethi bangishayela ukungibulala kwase sekuqhamuka abanye omama abathathu kusona leso sixhuku bayiphosa phezu kwami bangivikela bathi kungcono bangamane babulale bona kunokuthi babulale ingane encane kangaka.
The community beat me up. They beat me in such a way that it seemed like they were intent on killing me, on taking my life. I was only saved by three older ladies, mothers, who came and threw themselves, threw their bodies physically on top of me, covering me and protecting me and saying, let them rather be killed than that such a young child should be killed.
Ngasinda ngenxa yalabo mama kodwa still impilo yami ngahluleka ukuyishintsha ngavuka khona nginjalo ngivukele ngilimele ngabuyela khona kuma drugs.
And I was only saved because of those three older women, those mothers who had given themselves to protect me. But you know, even when I got up from there, wounded as I was, swollen, bruised, and mutilated, but I still went back to my drugs.
Isimoke sabasibe empilweni yami kwafika la ngifunwa khona abantu, ngifunwa amaphoyisa. Isimo sasibi ngangingasakwazi ngisho ukulala ekhaya sengilale okweni leyinkukhu.
It was so bad at that stage that I couldn't sleep at home anymore. The police were after me, and so the only place where I found refuge was to sleep in a chicken coop.
Kwase sekuqhamuka omunye umfowethu esasikhula naye sidla naye ama drugs naye wasizakala khona la kwasiza abantu.
And then an older friend of mine came whom we used to take drugs together with, and he had been here to KwaSizaBantu Mission and he had received help here.
Kwase sengitshela ukuthi sibufu wethu akufanele ube nje ikhona indawo ongasizakala kuyona ishintshe impilo yakho.
And he said, "Sibu, you know what? You don't have to live this kind of a life that you're living. There is a place where you can get help. There's a place called KwaSizaBantu."
Ngazama ka masentshana ngagibela isitimela ngeza la ngizofuna ukushintsha impilo yami.
So I tried to scrape together a few cents. I got a train ticket to bring me here, and I took a train to get as close as I could to the mission.
Uma ngifika ngisakhumbula namhlanje amazwi abawasho bathi abanawo umuthi ongakwazi ukushintsha impilo yami noma imedication noma amaphilisi angashintsha impilo yami kodwa uJesu angayishintsha impilo yami.
Eventually I got here. I remember still when I arrived, they said they've got no medication to offer, only Jesus Christ who can change my life.
Noma ngangingaku-understand lokho ngoba ngangiyiqhamukele emgaqweni kodwa ngathi uma ngabe lo Jesu engakwazi ukushintsha umuntu ngizoyizama lento.
Even though I didn't actually grasp what they were saying to me, I was just off the streets. But I said, well, if this Jesus can change one's life, then I want to try it.
Ngahlala ngelinye ilanga ngilalela izwi ngizwa ngoJesu okhulula umuntu ngase sengihlala nomunye wo aunty ngathola ithuba lokuthulula yonke lemthwalo nobuhlungu nezinyembezi zeminyaka engangingakwazi ukuthi ngingaxoxa nobani ngahlala phansi ngaxoxa naye.
And so one day as I was seated in a service, the word of the Lord penetrated my heart and I found hope in Jesus Christ, and I sat down together with one of the aunties, one of the counselors, and I poured out my heart to her, and all my cropped up tears could come out, and that burden that I'd been carrying for years, that I didn't know with whom to share, I could give vent to all of that.
Emva kwalokho ngase sengithatha isinqumo sokwamukela uJesu empilweni yami.
And then I made a decision to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
UJesu wase seyishintsha impilo yami.
And then Jesus changed my life.
Emva kwalokho ngayizwela ukuthi ngidinga ukuthi ngiyoxolisa kubantu engibonile nomalume ongikhulisile ngangambonga emva kweminyaka engikhulisa kunaloko ngamhlukumeza ngahamba ngayoxolisa kuyena.
And I felt the desire in my heart to go back to the people against whom I had sinned, the people that I'd harmed so much and brought tears to them, my uncle, who had sacrificed so much to raise me, I'd never ever thanked him. I only brought him a heartache, and I failed to go back and apologize to them. And I was able to find forgiveness from them. They forgave me, those people against whom I had sinned. And because of starting taking drugs at a young age, I wasn't able to complete my schooling. And so here at the mission, I was afforded that opportunity that I could complete my schooling. So at the age of 22, I started with my grade
10.
And God helped me. I could pass that year, the next year, until I could pass my matric. And
then
when I got my certificate of results from Miss Newlands, the principal, I didn't know what to do. Should I run? Should I jump? Should I fly? What should I do? I couldn't believe this was me getting my matric, that at least now I was qualified to go and scrap the floor at a factory, because even there they don't want to take you if you don't have your matric.
Emva kwalokho uNkulunkulu wathi akaqedile ngami, waphinde wangipha ithuba lokuthi ngiyofundela izifundo zase university.
And then the Lord said, no, that's not the end yet. I've still got more for you. And then I could start my tertiary studies.
Ngafunda ngathola ithuba lokuthi ngiyenze izifundo ze criminology. Kulonyaka ngiyaqeda sekusele nje izinsuku ezu 27 uma ngabe ngibala kahle ukuthi ngibhale ama exam ami okugcina.
And the Lord has kept me. I did criminology, and now I'm just about to finish this qualification. There are about 27 days left, if I've counted correctly, till my final exams.
Kukona konke okwenzekile empilweni yami, ngifundile ukuthi okungenzeki kubantu kuNkulunkulu kuyenzeka.
And in all of this, I've learned what is impossible with man is possible with God.
Ngibonile ngishawa abantu, ngiboshwa yonke imizamo ayikwazanga ukuyishintsha impilo yami, kodwa uJesu uyishintshile impilo yami.
People try to change my life by beating me up, by throwing me into jail, all of that to no avail, but Jesus was able to transform my life.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu, ngibonga uNkulunkulu kakhulu, ngibonge nazo zonke izinceku zakhe nezincekukazi zakhe ezavuma ukuthi zibe ithuluzi lokushintsha impilo yami.
I thank God, and I thank God for all his servants, men and maid servants whom he used, who allowed themselves to be an instrument in his hands that he could use to change my life.
Yeah, boy.
Thank you.